You are listening to the audio of Stranger in the Wilderness, brought to you by sexiestories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. The smell of pine trees and the sound of a babbling brook filled my senses as I set up camp alone for the first time. My heart was pounding with anticipation and fear, but also excitement. This was supposed to be an escape, a chance to prove to myself that I could survive on my own. I had just finished setting up my tent when I heard footsteps approaching from behind me. Turning around, I saw a tall, muscular man wearing a park ranger uniform. His name tag read Bradley. He smiled and introduced himself as the local park ranger. We chatted for a bit about the area and safety precautions, but our conversation quickly turned flirtatious. He was incredibly charming, and I found myself drawn to him in a way that both excited and terrified me. As we continued talking, his hand accidentally brushed against mine, sending shivers down my spine. "So," he said, leaning in closer, "how's your first time camping alone?" I felt my face flush as I responded nervously. "Well, it seems like you're here to rescue me from any potential mishaps." He chuckled softly and replied, "That's what I'm here for. But if you need another kind of rescue, just let me know." My heart raced at his bold statement, but I tried my best not to show it. We continued chatting until the sun began to set, painting the sky with warm oranges and pinks. As the light faded, Bradley offered to help me start a fire for warmth and cooking dinner. As we sat by the crackling fire, he regaled me with tales of his adventures in the wilderness, each story more thrilling than the last. I hung on every word, captivated not only by his stories, but also by his deep voice and the way his eyes seemed to sparkle in the firelight. As we sat closer together for warmth, our bodies touched ever so slightly, sending sparks of desire through me. The tension between us was palpable, and I knew that something was about to happen. "Bradley," I whispered, my voice trembling with lust, "I need you." He looked into my eyes and understood what I meant. His gaze was intense before leaning in closer and kissing me. Our tongues danced together as our hands explored each other's bodies, growing bolder with every touch. His strong arms wrapped around me, pulling me closer to him until I could feel the hardness of his erection pressed against my leg. I moaned softly into his mouth, grinding myself against him in a desperate bid for more friction. He broke our kiss long enough to pull off my shirt and bra, exposing my breasts to the cool night air. He cupped them gently in his hands, rolling my nipples between his fingers until they were hard peaks of desire. I reached down and unzipped his pants, releasing his cock from its confines. It was long and thick, with a bulbous head that glistened with pre-cum. I stroked it slowly, savoring the feel of his smooth skin beneath my fingers. He groaned softly as he buried his face between my breasts, sucking hard on one nipple while rolling the other between his fingers. My pussy was soaked, and I could feel my juices running down my inner thighs. "Please," I begged, "I need you inside me." He didn't hesitate, sliding two fingers into my wet pussy with ease. He pumped them in and out, stretching me wide as he prepared me for his cock. When he finally thrust it into me, I cried out loudly, overwhelmed by the sensation of fullness. We moved together urgently, our bodies slapping against each other as we chased after our pleasure. His cock filled me completely, hitting every sensitive spot inside me until I was writhing beneath him. "Oh God," I gasped, "I'm going to come." He thrust harder, driving me closer and closer to the edge until my pussy clenched around his cock as wave after wave of ecstasy washed over me, leaving me breathless and weak. But he wasn't done yet. He continued pumping into me, driving me higher and higher until I felt another orgasm building deep within my core. This one was even more intense than the first, exploding through me like a supernova as I screamed his name to the heavens. He followed soon after, filling me with his hot cum as he groaned loudly, collapsing on top of me in exhaustion. We lay there for several minutes, catching our breath and basking in the afterglow of our shared pleasure. As we drifted off to sleep by the dying embers of the fire, I knew that this would be a camping trip I'd never forget. One filled with danger, adventure, an unexpected passion in the arms of a stranger who turned out to be my savior in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to the audio of Stranger in the Wilderness. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.